Resource 2, Part 1. State of Affairs. Looking objectively at the world around us, we recognize that something has gone wrong. Something much bigger than us that went wrong long before we were born, and that we are all paying the price for it, starting with the environment. Even when we were still only fetuses, we were already picking up on various sensations depending on the well or ill-being of our mother. Once we had been born, we experienced multiple situations that caused sensations that were recorded in our second brain, located in our digestive system. Thus, even before we are capable of reasoning and of cognitive and emotional memories, memories linked to sensations had been engraved in a striking and definitive way in us. Throughout our life, we have accumulated many traces, some of which are linked to the happiness of being loved and the joy of living. But we are also marked by others, more painful, because they may be laced with fear, disappointment, pain, suffering, abuses of all kind, violence, injustice, betrayal, harshness, rejection, abandonment, hatred, anger, death, mourning, disasters, war, etc. We could compare these negative memory sensations, which are mostly subconscious, to chains that keep us captive or to strongholds that imprison us. What about today? Even today, we are affected positively and negatively by all these sensations registered within us. These sensations have an influence on our thoughts, our decisions, our actions, our attitudes, our behaviors, our relationships, our values, our lifestyle, most of the time without our knowledge. Our personality and our current reactions are the expression of very real past events that took place in our life, even though we no longer have precise memories of them. When becoming Christian, we may have thought we would instantly be free of the weight of our past that was bothering us. But it's not that simple. It is true that God has a purpose for mankind. It is true that human beings are precious in His eyes, that He cherishes us unconditionally and holds us in high esteem. It is also true that God is wonderful, full of love, kindness, and goodness towards us. And it is true that He has a personal project for each human being. From God's side, no problem. So where is the problem? When reading Genesis 3, the first chapter of the Bible, we learn that Adam and Eve made a choice that had a terrible impact, of which we are still suffering the repercussions even today. By eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they chose to live separate from God. In other words, they lost their status of authority over Satan, the enemy of God and his posse. This choice resulted in several losses. They lost the meaning and the purpose of life. They entered into relationships with others that were marked by comparison, jealousy, rivalry, argument, violence, and death. They opened the door to great suffering and the loss of the fullness of life and health. The Bible calls this disastrous original choice the fall and sin, and calls all the harmful consequences of this choice sins. Jesus came into this world and gave His life to redeem us. He gave His life to save human beings from all the chains mentioned above, so we can live freed in a perfect and fulfilling relationship with God, with ourselves and with others, so we could find the true meaning of our existence. Through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we can receive forgiveness and His abundant life. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned. Romans 5 verse 12. For the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and to save the lost. Luke 19 verse 10. As soon as we become Christian, that is to say, the moment we receive Jesus as our Savior, we become children of God and enter into a marvelous adventure of freedom. This will take time. Yet, to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. John 1 verses 12 to 13. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3 verse 16. Therefore, we are invited to receive abundant life from God.